In 1996, 15 years after he won a Nobel Prize, James Tobin of Yale University was philosophical about what those Swedish laurels signified and what they didn't.
Many people think that having won a Nobel Prize makes you an expert on anything. You should know how to solve all the problems of the world. Family values, global warming, peace, and so on. Of course, it doesn't at all. It doesn't make you wise about anything outside of your own particular field.
Which in James Tobin's case was economics. James Tobin was born in 1918. He was still a Harvard undergraduate when the ideas of John Maynard Keynes were applied to national policy in Franklin Delano Roosevelt's New Deal. He became a lifelong Keynesian, advocating a deft and gentle touch of government in the economy, as opposed to either heavy-handed state controls or the invisible hand preferred by free marketeers. He was an economic advisor to President Kennedy and the architect of his tax cut, the rising tide that lifted all boats, and that President Reagan later cited as a model for his policies. Yesterday, James Tobin died at the age of 84. Robert Kuttner is an economics writer and editor of the American Prospect. Bob Kuttner, when you think of James Tobin, what's your first memory of him?
I was actually an undergraduate when James Tobin was advising President Kennedy, and the Kennedy administration was really the first time that what was then called the New Economics could be given a proper field test. Tobin's great contribution was to take the theoretical contributions of Keynes and turn it into a practical economic program under Kennedy. And it was lovely hearing that sweet, self-deprecating voice again, because that's the kind of man Tobin was. He wasn't just a great economist. He was really a lovely man.
We didn't just catch a moment of false modesty there. This was
not at all. That's the kind of teacher he was. That's the kind of colleague he was. And unlike some in his profession, there was an attractive tentativeness to the way he went about his work.
His ideas certainly went out of fashion in Washington during the 1980s after President Reagan's election and later on in the 90s, when free markets seemed to be trumpeted by everyone. Did he feel out of step with things?
He was very willing to be something of an activist as well as a very serious scholar. He was opposed to Reaganomics. He was opposed to the way President Reagan appropriated his ideas about the use of deficits and surpluses to support a kind of tax cut that Tobin did not support. And he was also very much an engaged citizen. He was a leader of an organization called Economists Against the Arms Race. And he was willing to sign full-page ads opposing things like the Reagan tax cut that he felt were not good public policy.
Last point, he is also remembered by an idea known as the Tobin tax, which I gather he renounced at the end.
He didn't renounce it. His idea, and this was consistent with the rest of his work, was that sometimes markets can go haywire, just as they go haywire occasionally in the entire economy, which is what requires Keynesian manipulation. Sometimes the financial part of the economy can get out of control and give rise to speculative excesses. And Tobin proposed a very, very small tax on speculative movements of international money. What he renounced was the way that some people who oppose free trade latched on to the Tobin tax, but he did not renounce the idea of the tax for purposes of damping down speculation.
Bob Kuttner, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Robert Kuttner, editor of the American Prospect, spoke to us from Boston.